We've made it to midweek Wednesday, and that's always a good thing, reaching the middle of the week. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Really good to have you with us.
Today's local newscast is brought to you in part by Aloha Integrative Medicine in Kettle Falls. You can reach them online at www.alohaintegrativemedicine.net or by phone Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 509-640-3288. Specializing in regenerative medicine, bioidentical hormone replacement and hormone balancing, aesthetic and preventative medicine.
Let's check in with Shelley Short. The Washington State Legislature still very busy in Olympia.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
Bills, and more bills. You've been on the floor voting out a lot of legislation, and you're here to talk about some of it.
Well, I am. First, we passed 280 bills off the Senate floor out of about the almost 800 that were introduced, and I was in the thick of it being Republican floor leader. But the two I want to highlight are two issues that our communities continue to just have grave concerns about, and that's restoring police pursuit and making sure that we recriminalize drug possession. And so both of those bills came through. They're a little weaker than I would like them to be, but for police pursuits, they added more things that now law enforcement officers can use under reasonable suspicion. But the things that it didn't include were the vehicle thefts and things of that nature that law enforcement really need that tool back. It's going over to the House. Hopefully we could strengthen it or at least keep it where it was. The second bill is the fix on the Blake bill. The Blake case was the one that originally essentially decriminalized drug possession. In that bill, they have to do treatment. Someone who's caught with drug possession needs to do treatment. They get several tries to do that, a little watered down, but if they don't do it, then they have prison time. And part of it is just that responsibility factor of connecting what they're doing and the impetus for treatment. So would like it to be stronger. It's gross misdemeanor, not a felony, but I think there's real progress in that bill.
This year you were focused on Growth Management Act changes. How did that go?
Actually, it went really well for the bills I worked on. Actually, it went really well for the bills that died, because those two very big bills that died, at least the Senate ones, would have made the Growth Management Act more complicated, would have added climate change, and would have added environmental justice. Those are things that are, it's all in the eye of the beholder. And when you have a state agency who's the eye of the beholder, it gets very complicated for our local governments. So those bills died. Now, stay tuned. There are House ones coming. We hope we can not have those go forward either. But two of mine did go forward, and they're smaller, but they're really about ending duplication and processes for really small communities that just frankly GMA was never meant to be a part of. Doesn't make sense. So both of those are now in the House. So stay tuned. It's part of my effort to make it less onerous and really focus more on the larger jurisdictions.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short.
Attention Eastern Washington. Last week, Saunders Furniture in Colville had their 29th anniversary sale. And if you miss this sale, it's your lucky day. They have extended the sale for the rest of this week. Store-wide savings up to 50% off. 12-month special financing available with your good credit. Plus, Saunders is giving away $500 in free furniture to one special winner. It's by far the biggest sale of the year you don't want to miss. It's the 29th anniversary sale, extended at Saunders Furniture.
The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, they will be hosting two public meetings late this month to inform anglers of planned changes to the white sturgeon fishing seasons on Lake Roosevelt. That is the question of the week for Fish and Wildlife.
Hi, folks. I'm Bill Baker, District Fish Biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Office in Colville. At WDFW, we get a lot of questions from the public. One that we heard recently is, I've heard that the white sturgeon fishing season on Lake Roosevelt is going to change. Is that true? Yes, that is correct. Since 2018, the Lake Roosevelt sturgeon fishery is opened in mid-June and closed at the end of September. In 2023, we'll transition to a fall fishing season to take advantage of cooler water temperatures, which results in less stress and subsequently reduced mortality for oversized wild adult sturgeon caught by anglers. Some changes to other sturgeon fishing rules will be made as well. Sturgeon reared and released into Lake Roosevelt between 2011 and 2016 didn't survive as well as those released in earlier years of the project. The 2011 to 2016 fish are of high conservation value and cannot sustain harvest, so changes to the harvest slot, the size at which fish are legal to harvest, will be necessary over the next 5 to 7 years to ensure the population is not negatively impacted. Beginning with sturgeon produced in 2017, fish were larger at the time of release from the hatchery, which generally translates into higher survival. That means a surplus of harvestable sturgeon is once again anticipated as those fish grow into harvestable sizes, likely beginning in 2029 or 30. The Lake Roosevelt sturgeon fishery is extremely popular and valuable to the local economy. These changes to the fishery are rooted in conservation and will help ensure long-term persistence of the Lake Roosevelt sturgeon population and fishing opportunity into the future. WDFW will hold 2 public meetings in late March to discuss the changes to the Lake Roosevelt sturgeon fishery with members of the public. The first will be held on Wednesday, March 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the WDFW Region 1 office in Spokane Valley. And the second on Thursday, March 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Ag Trade Center here in Colville. The meetings will consist of a presentation followed by a period of question and answer. We hope to see you there. More information on white sturgeon and the fishing season change, as well as the public meetings, can be found at wdfw.wa.gov. Type Lake Roosevelt sturgeon into the search box in the upper right hand of the homepage. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. Thanks.
Tune into the news Wednesdays at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week. Email your questions on fish, wildlife, habitat, hunting, and more to communications@dfw.wa.gov. Or you can call 509-563-5495 and leave us your question. We'll answer one question every Wednesday.
The Colville Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show happens this Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th. Stop in at the Spokane Community College campus in Colville and see the new and exciting things displayed this year. You might even win a fantastic prize. The Home and Garden Show is sponsored by WeatherEd Construction, Always Caring Home Care, Sandra's Furniture, Colville Builders, Kettle Falls True Value, The Independent, and the Colville Chamber of Commerce. See you at the Home and Garden Show this weekend.
There's money in the community for youth who need a bit of help with the costs of further education. Colville Dollars for Scholars, one of the ways kids can get some funds, and they're encouraged to apply. This Friday, there's going to be a fundraiser to help add funds to the scholarships. Here's more information about the scholarships and the Bunko Party fundraiser.
My name is Marlene Nichols, and I'm president of Colville Dollars for Scholars. It's a group that raises funds for scholarships for Colville High School graduates. We are an affiliate also of Scholarship America, and they give us much support and help in reports and things like that. But we have been giving scholarships since the 1990s under a different name, but we became affiliated with the Colville Dollars for Scholars in about 2001 or 2. Last year, we gave approximately $35,000 to Colville High School graduates, and we have decided to try to raise more money that we can be more help for these students. So we're having a Bunko Party on Friday, March 17th at the Colville High School cafeteria. And it's from 6:30 to 8:30 at night. There's going to be prizes, and pie and ice cream is going to be served for a donation if people would like to give that way as well. It's $20 for each participant in the Bunko game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll probably have beginners and experts and people to help out, and it should be a really good experience and a fun night. So we encourage people to come and help us out. We have added additional scholarships to our awards this year. One is a Lance Lehman Scholarship, who people might remember him from Maria Fox's dentist office. He was a hygienist there. And sadly, he passed away a couple of years ago. And Maria and his wife, Jody, have talked it over, and they want to offer a scholarship for him, someone going into the dental field. So we're encouraging kids who want to apply for that, and dentistry is in their mind. There's some requirements that have to be met, but if they want to contact one of our board members, we'd be happy to talk to them about that. We also are adding a Colville High School Renewable Scholarship, which is for students who are attending a Washington State institution, either a 2 or a 4-year program. And another new one is a Colville Dollars for Scholars Renewable Scholarship. So that means that they'll be renewable for however long they go to school, whether it's 2 years or 4 years, they'll get $1,000 each year to attend school. Now, back to Lance Lehman really briefly. It's a 2-year scholarship. Often kids go to school to get their prerequisites for 2 years. And so we're going to offer $1,000 a year for that 2 years. Then we'll offer another scholarship to another student who's interested in dentistry for 2 years. They're available to anybody going to an accredited school, whether it be a welding school or a beauty school or a community college for 2 years or a 4-year college institution. Some of them are restricted to in-state only, Washington State only. Most of them, however, are open to students who want to go to school in any state, as long as it's an accredited school. We really encourage kids to apply who are doing the 2-year program. We have a lack of those kind of applicants in our applications each year, and we encourage kids. We need kids going to trade school, and we're happy to support them. It's Bunko Party, Friday, March 17th at the Colville High School Cafeteria, 6:30 to 8:30. Please come. It'll be a fun night. Anybody with questions about scholarships and or our Bunko Party or wish just to donate can give me a call at 509-684-3225.
The Bunko Party going to happen at the Colville High School Cafeteria, 6:30 till 8:30 Friday. $20 for each participant in the game. If you'd like more information, give Marlene a call, 509-684-3225. By the way, if you don't know Bunko, it is a social dice game.
Fogle Pump and Supply is more than just pipes, pumps, and fittings. It's people. People with the experience, tools, and capabilities to truly provide customer service at every level, in the store or out in the field. Fast, friendly, competent people with your best interest at heart. And they are the water professionals that can solve your toughest water problems. Put Fogle Pump and Supply to work for you today. Call 684-2569 or stop in at 2250 North Highway in Colville. Now open on winter hours. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Closed Saturday and Sunday.
Now scheduling well drilling for summer 2023. Call us today for your free estimate.
The Eastern Eagles held a commanding lead at the half in their NIT tourney game in Pullman against WSU last night. After the half, WSU came out strong in the second half, took the lead. Eastern fought back, tied the game, then took the lead in the final 2 minutes. WSU took a 3-point shot with just over 1 minute to play. WSU back with the lead. Eastern came right back, tied the game. With half a minute left, Eastern hits a 3 with 16 seconds left. Eastern brought the ball in, 6 seconds left. They were fouled by WSU. Eastern missed the free throw, but Eastern got the rebound. It was another quick foul, and again, Eastern goes to the foul line, this time making both shots. The final score, 81-74. That advances Eastern in the NIT. WSU, their basketball season came to an end. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Parker's Glass. The same great service as always. Get it fixed fast. Call Parker's Glass in Colville, 684-6034. Stop by and see them, 791 North Highway. Mostly sunny skies, 44 for an afternoon high, 21 overnight. Might get a little bit of fog. A patchy fog possible tomorrow morning, 47 the afternoon high, 24 overnight. Friday, we could reach 50 degrees. Yeah, mostly sunny Friday and Saturday. 50 for high temperatures. There is the possibility of rain, 49 on Sunday. Rain on Monday, 48 the high. Rain, overnight snow possible, 46 the high on Tuesday. Parker's Glass here in Colville. They'll fix that ding or crack in your windshield before it causes real damage. Call them 509-684-6034. Midweek Wednesday. Glad you could join us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.
Stop into Woodworker Network for their best prices and selections on wood slabs, hardwood lumber, router bits, saw blades, epoxies, abrasives, and other finishes. They can build quality tables, shelving, mantles, and more in their custom shop, or let them cut, dry, and flatten a slab for you, either in their air dryer or have them kiln dried in their custom kiln. Whatever your hardwood needs, you can trust Woodworker Network and the House of Hardwoods to your woodworking needs. Just 12 miles south of Colville on Highway 395.